When people choose a brand or a product, they do so using both conscious and subconscious thought. A model developed by Noriaka Kano focuses attention on what is valued to the customer. This is a model that helps the business develop products that only offer features that matter because they delight customers. This focus makes sure that there is no over-delivery and that the product is profitable. The tool has two axes. The vertical axis measures satisfaction, ranging from low at the bottom to high at the top. The horizontal axis measures the degree to which the service or the product delivers against what is expected. Poor ability of the product to meet needs is at the left of the axis, and excellent fulfillment of meeting the needs is at the right. The Kano model plots products or services against three types of properties or attributes. First, there are the basic attributes. The basic attributes are the features in products or services which, when provided, are regarded as neutral because they're expected. When we put fuel in our car and when we achieve the expected miles per gallon and performance, we're neutral in terms of satisfaction. If we are sat in a meeting room in a hotel and the air conditioning is perfect, we don't think about the room temperature. It is the temperature we require and expect. However, if the room is too cold, it would create a high level of dissatisfaction. A cell phone that needs charging every 24 hours is considered basic, since this is the norm. These are examples of basic attributes that have to be part of any offer if a company is to play in a market. They're sometimes referred to as hygiene factors. The next group of attributes are performance attributes. Performance attributes are the requirements that customers have from a service or a product that can vary, and their satisfaction with the product varies in proportion. When checking into a hotel, a customer would be satisfied if it takes 5 minutes. They would be dissatisfied if it took 10 minutes, and very satisfied if it only took 2 minutes. If there is a 10% improvement in the performance of the product or service, and this results in a 10% improvement to the level of satisfaction, it's considered to be a performance attribute. Satisfaction increases in a linear way to the improvement in performance. And the third group are excitement attributes. Excitement attributes are the things that we get from services or products that are unexpected and they delight us. For example, a phone that never needs charging would undoubtedly delight customers. It should be noted that excitement attributes eventually become performance attributes and ultimately basic ones over time. Wi-Fi in coffee shops was at one time different and special, and it created excitement, but over time it has become a basic part of the offer. These excitement attributes are often innovations and important for any company that wants to become world class. Kano recognises that the position of attributes changes over time. The performance features on mobile phones, which once delighted us, are now assumed as standard and taken for granted. The complimentary shampoo, the body wash and hand cream in hotels no longer excites us. There is a need to constantly launch innovations because if they have any value, they will almost certainly be copied by competitors and so remove the unique advantage. In addition to the three attributes of excitement, performance and basics, Kano identified two more sets of attributes. He called one the indifferent attributes. Kano's model has a zone of indifference, which contains attributes that people don't care about if they exist. They're unnecessary in a product, especially if they raise the cost of manufacture. Removing them would have little impact on sales, but would increase the profitability of the product. And then he has something he calls reverse attributes. Sometimes features are present in an offer that decrease satisfaction. Take, for example, the clock in a modern car that's controlled by a computer program that makes it difficult to adjust and change. This may be considered too complicated and unnecessary by elderly technophobes. A car with a simpler analog clock that's controlled with a button may be preferred, even though it has less attributes. So understanding customers' needs is a vital part of the Kano tool. If some of the product features are identified as not only unnecessary but unattractive, they could be eliminated from the offer, improving its appeal and reducing its cost. In order to determine how attributes play together on the two axes, Kano asks two questions about each attribute. He asks if the quality, that's the attribute, if quality improved in its performance, how would you feel? And you can ask the same question of other things, you know, if the length of life of the attribute of the product improved, how would you feel? And this question is aimed at determining the functional appeal of the attribute. And then he asks, if this product did not have, whatever the attribute is, quality, how would you feel? This question is to establish the dysfunctional appeal. And he has a response scale, like a Likert scale, to capture the questions. I like it, expect it, don't care, can live with it, or dislike it. For example, if somebody dislikes the functional attribute and says they would be happy if it wasn't there, and that is, they liked the dysfunctional aspect, they just didn't like the attribute, then quite clearly this attribute could be labelled as reverse and the product would be better without it. Analysis of the answers to the two questions enable them to be plotted on the axis of satisfaction and implementation, such that you get performance attributes, so these are the ones that people like having and dislike not having, basic attributes, these are the attributes people expect to have and would be upset if they were not there, and excitement attributes. These are the attributes that are unexpected and that would delight the customer. So, some things to think about. The Kano tool can play an important role in innovation. It can be used to find out improvements or innovations that could excite people about a product. They're the things that would make the product special and differentiated. An alternative tool for the same purpose could be Somalto, which is a framework discussed on this website.